The Zookeeper's Cat, written by Shu Berendt, illustrated by Heloise O'Donoghue, translated by Josefine Ornago, accompanying audiobook narrated by Roberto Benfenati. Nico, the zookeeper's cat, awoke from his nap. He often dreamed that he wasn't a lazy gatto, but a completely different animal altogether. Nico liked visiting the animals at the zoo. On this particular day, the first animale he went to see was the slow elephant.
Ciao, slow elefante. What are you doing? Nico asked.
I'm using my trunk to give myself a shower, said il lento elefante.
I wish I had a trunk, said Nico.
Why? Asked il lento elefante.
I get fur in my mouth when I lick my coat, said Nico.
Il lento elefante sucked water up its trunk and sprayed Nico. But Nico, the lazy gatto, just shrugged his shoulders and wandered off to see the tall giraffe.
Ciao, tall giraffa. What are you doing? Nico asked.
I'm using my long neck to stretch up so I can nibble the freshest leaves on the tree, said l'alta giraffa.
I wish I had a long neck, said Nico.
Why? Asked l'alta giraffa.
To reach the cat biscuits the zookeeper hides in a high cupboard, said Nico.
You wouldn't be able to fit through your cat door, said l'alta giraffa.
But Nico, il gatto pigro, just raised his eyebrows and wandered off to see the smelly rhinoceros.
Ciao, smelly rinoceronte. What are you doing? Nico asked.
I'm using my horn to dig for water to drink, said il rinoceronte puzzolente.
I wish I had a horn, said Nico.
Perché?
Asked il rinoceronte puzzolente.
To open tins of gatto food when the zookeeper is out, said Nico.
You'd poke yourself in the bum when you curled up in a bowl to sleep, said il rinoceronte puzzolente.
But Nico, il gatto pigro, just twitched his whiskers and wandered off to see the happy chimpanzee.
Ciao, happy chimpanzee. What are you doing? Nico asked.
I'm using my long arms to swing through the trees, said lo chimpanzee felice.
Oh, I wish I had long arms, said Nico.
Perché?
Asked lo chimpanzee felice.
So I could give myself loads of pats when the zookeeper isn't at home to do it for me, said Nico.
But you hiss at people who give you belly rubs, said lo chimpanzee felice.
But Nico, il gatto pigro, just licked his paw and wandered off to see the brave lion.
Ciao, brave leone. What are you doing? Nico asked.
I'm fluffing up my mane, said il leone coraggioso.
I wish I had a mane, said Nico.
Perché? Asked il leone coraggioso.
Nothing says king of gli animali like a mane, said Nico.
I have fleas in my mane, and birds sometimes nest in it, said il leone coraggioso.
But Nico, il gatto pigro, just wrinkled his nose and wandered off to see the clever eagle.
Ciao, clever aquila. What are you doing? Nico asked.
I'm using my wings to fly around and look for food, said l'aquila intelligente.
I wish I had wings, said Nico.
Perché?
Asked l'aquila intelligente.
To soar high into the sky and look down at the zookeepers working, said Nico.
It gets cold up there in the clouds, said l'aquila intelligente.
But Nico, il gatto pigro, just purred loudly and wandered off to see the beautiful flamingo.
Ciao, beautiful fenicottero. What are you doing? Nico asked.
Using my long legs to keep my feathery body from getting wet, said il bel fenicottero.
I wish I had long legs, said Nico.
Perché? Asked il bel fenicottero.
To make it easier to look out of the zookeeper's window, said Nico.
It would be more difficult to sit on the zookeeper's lap, said il bel fenicottero.
But Nico, il gatto pigro, just stretched and thought about all the things gli animali had told him. And you know what? Nico still wanted a trunk like il lento elefante. He still wanted a long neck like l'alta giraffa. He still wanted a horn like il rinoceronte puzzolente. He still wanted a mane like il leone coraggioso. He still wanted long arms like lo scimpanzé felice.
He still wanted wings like l'aquila intelligente.
And he still wanted long legs like il bel fenicottero. So Nico rummaged in the zoo skip until he found a hosepipe, rubber gloves, a broomstick, and all the other things it needed to turn himself into a different animale altogether. Nico looked at himself in the zookeeper's mirror. He blinked. Then he shook himself and went to sleep in front of the warm fire. When the zookeeper came home, he tripped over the legs of il bel fenicottero, the wings of l'aquila intelligente, and the mane of il leone coraggioso. He slipped on the arms of lo scimpanzé felice and the horn of il rinoceronte puzzolente poked him in the bum. And finally, he got all caught up in the trunk of il lento elefante. And Nico? He slept through the whole thing, just like any gatto pigro. Glossary. Alta, tall, feminine. Animale, animal. Animali, animals. Aquila, eagle. Bel, bello, beautiful, masculine. Ciao, hello. Coraggioso, brave, masculine. Elefante, elephant. Felice, happy. Fenicottero, flamingo. Gatto, cat. Giraffa, giraffe. I, gli, the, plural masculine. Il, the, masculine. Intelligente, clever. La, the, feminine. Lento, slow, masculine. Leone, lion. Le, the, plural, feminine. Perché, why. Pigro, lazy, masculine. Puzzolente, smelly. Rinoceronte, rhinoceros. Scimpanzé, chimpanzee. Activity book, page 4.
I'm using my trunk to give myself a shower.
I'm using my long neck to stretch up so I can nibble the freshest leaves on the tree.
I'm using my long arms to swing through the trees.
I'm using my horn to dig for water to drink.
I'm fluffing up my mane.
I'm using my wings to fly around and look for food.
I'm using my long legs to keep my feathery body from getting wet.
I wish I had long legs.